are the wind beneath Clyde's wings.
Really?
Yeah.
And this here is a gift certificate that the choir members have made contributions for over and above the cost of the gift.
Oh, my goodness.
It's on its way.
Oh.
It's not a
I'm going to try this one more time. And we have the sound. Okay. I'm really loud, no problem. Thank you. Okay. Ellen Logan is the one that organized us to give Clyde a special gift, to give him a proper send-off. I'm Beverly Runner, and I have a presentation to make. I'm going to stand over here. This gift is from all of us, but I would like to thank a group. I've got to thank some people first. And I want to thank a group of ladies that I consulted with during the past months. And of course, Ellen, I bounced a lot off of. She was very helpful. And there was Verlene, Jamie, Marilyn, Lillianne, and Sally. And of course, I'm always bouncing stuff off of Steve Runner. If you followed Clyde over the years, you're very familiar with We Have Spoken, the beautiful cantata he wrote. And we first performed it like 15 years ago with a piano and a synthesizer and percussion. And then a few years back, he orchestrated it, and we sang it with the Central Oregon Symphony. And it was probably, I'll never forget it. It was one of the most wonderful high points of our time together. And the words and the music have moved me so much that I always wanted to kind of interpret that into my art. And Clyde will probably remember that a few years back I contacted him for the words to the first tenor solo in the piece. It's called I, the Song. And first I want to say, Clyde, you have done so much for us. And Joanne, he couldn't do it without you, and neither the rest of us. This is from all of us to you. This is a piece I've made, and it's called I, the Song.
Goodness gracious. Oh, Lord. Oh.
Now, we'll leave this up, and you can get a closer look. But let me explain a few of the elements, because it's symbolic. I took the score of We Have Spoken, and I phototransferred it onto 9 pieces of fabric, so there's actually music notes on there. Okay. The greens and the lighter colors form an arrow that's rising up out of the earth. The piece actually comes to a point, it's kind of on the floor here, but it forms a point that is going back to the earth again. The stylistic grasses, there's quilted grasses and pine needles. On the bottom is a beaded fringe made of black obsidian and mahogany obsidian beads. And if you'll turn it around, the choir can see it. They haven't seen it. Every piano key has a name of somebody who sung in this.
Goodness. And,
that's what the piece is named. And the dedication label I would like to read. I, the Song by Beverly Runner, commissioned by the Central Oregon Master Singers for Clyde and Joanne Thompson, with deep appreciation for your vision in establishing this choir, for 12 years of direction, sharing with us your passion for good music, it has been our privilege. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. to retire after that. All right, well, I think we're done here. Thank you all. That is over the top.